Spotlight.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Neelab Srivastav, and today we'll be discussing about the inauguration of Seva Teerth and the Kartavya Bhavan, a building for infrastructure for Viksit Bharat. And with us, we have Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Mr. Tandon, Prime Minister has inaugurated the Seva Teerth Bhavan. He has also addressed the staffers there. He has taken some decisions. So we go one by one. If I can just ask you about what is the significance of this day, February the 13th, for the inauguration of the new office complex. I must also tell my listeners, our listeners, that this is an office complex that will house not only the Prime Minister's office, but also the Cabinet Secretariat, the Office of the National Security Advisor, and various other important senior government secretaries, bureaucrats sitting in the Prime Minister's office. So, Tandon, up, coming back again to you, what is the significance of today's February 13th, the day when the Prime Minister's office has shifted from its multiple years of execution being in the South Block and now to the new central place, which is called and designated as Seva Teerth?
You know, to achieve Viksit Bharat by 2047, Prime Minister Modi has been driving a massive infrastructure development. And that has been highlighted in the recent budget also, in which, you know, 12.2 lakh crore capital expenditure budget has been given for infrastructure. And it is in that context that we are discussing today, the, as you very rightly said, it's the Central Vista project. It's modernizing governance infrastructure, and that marks the inauguration of Seva Teerth and Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2, basically to streamline the infra administrative functions and reduce operational inefficiency. That is the crux of today's event. And when we come to the new PMO, as you said, the Prime Minister first unveiled Seva Teerth, and he unveiled a plaque at the new complex, and the name was inscribed in the Devanagari script on the wall of the complex. And below it is the motto that Nagarik Devo Bhava, that is, citizen is akin to God. And as you very rightly said, the PMO will shift from South Block on Raisina Hill to Seva Teerth, bringing together the offices of the Cabinet Secretariat and the National Security Council Secretariat that were earlier located at different places. And on the occasion, as you also mentioned, the Urban Affairs Minister, Mr. Manohar Lal Khattar, was present, PMO Minister of State Jitendra Singh, and other senior officials were also present. And you were asking about the significance of 13th February. It was exactly 95 years. Now, 95 years have passed ever since this particular structure built by the colonial rulers was inaugurated there. And the thing is now, earlier also certain similar measures have been taken. If I may just remind our listeners that in the same spirit, because the Prime Minister wants the new generations of Indian to forget the colonial past. And it is in that spirit that the Racecourse Road residence of the Prime Minister was renamed as Lok Kalyan Marg, and all the Raj Bhavans and Raj Nivas, that is the houses of the governors, have also been renamed as Lok Bhavan and Lok Nivas. And the Rajpath, on which we used to have witnessed the Republic Day parade, has also been renamed as Kartavya Path. So basically, all these changes and today's inauguration, it marks a transformative milestone in India's administrative governance architecture and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to building a modern, efficient, accessible, and citizen-centric governance ecosystem. This is exactly the spirit behind it. And for decades, several key government offices and ministries function from the fragmented and aging infrastructure spread across, you know, multiple locations in the Central Vista. So now it will lead to operational efficiency, better coordination, and also the new building complex will have one comprehensive address. So this is the theme behind all these things. And today, as you also said, he addressed. And another very significant thing which happened today was that the last cabinet meeting of the Union Cabinet was held in South Block. And henceforth, all cabinet meetings will be now held in the new PMO. And that is the position as of today.
Let us listen to what Prime Minister said during the inauguration of the Kartavya Bhavans today.
आज हम सभी विकसित भारत का संकल्प लेकर सेवा तीर्थ में कर्तव्य भवन में प्रवेश कर रहे हैं। अपने लक्ष्य में विजयी होने का दैवीय आशीर्वाद हमारे साथ है। यहाँ से जो फैसले होंगे वो किसी महाराजा की सोच को नहीं, 140 करोड़ देशवासियों की अपेक्षाओं को आगे बढ़ाने का आधार बनेंगे। इसी अमृत भावना के साथ आज मैं ये सेवा तीर्थ, ये कर्तव्य भवन भारत की जनता को समर्पित कर रहा हूँ।
So we also had visuals coming in from the Seva Tirth complex where Prime Minister was seen walking along with his secretaries, other staffers, and then signing some files. Now, if I can inform our listeners, and that is what Mr. Tandon will also tell us, the Prime Minister signed some initial files, as has been informed by the senior government officials, that this related to the PM Rahat scheme for extending the life protection for every citizen, and also some documents and files related to doubling the number of Lakhpati Didis to 6 crore. Also, the PM Rahat initiative, the accident victims will be getting a cashless treatment of up to 1.5 lakh. What is the significance? I think this is very specific that the Prime Minister chose to sign these files, Mr. Tandon. I think this is something to do with what the PM has always spoken about, Nari Shakti, power of the youth.
Yes, it is not just to move away from the colonial era terminology, but to promote people to people and people centric governance. So to mark that, the Prime Minister signed files on several schemes, and basically this includes, as you also very rightly said, PM Rahat scheme, that is cashless emergency care up to 1.5 lakh. And another decision under this particular scheme, if I may say so, accident victims will receive cashless treatment and the coverage up to 1.5 lakh per person, immediate hospital care without financial delay. So this initiative seeks to ensure that no life is lost due to lack of money or treatment access during critical golden hour emergencies. And as you also very rightly pointed out, Lakhpati Didi scheme. Now this target doubled to 6 crore women. So in a major boost to women economic empowerment, the government has doubled the target under the Lakhpati Didi initiative, and already, you know, surpassing 3 crore women achieving annual income of rupee 1 lakh or more through self-help groups and livelihood programs. So they have now set a new goal, 6 crore Lakhpati Didis by March 2029.
Right.
So this is to support basically to rural women through skill training, microfinance, entrepreneur opportunities, self-help groups, network, and agriculture infrastructure fund now is doubled to 2 lakh crore. So farmers received a significant boost with the expansion of the agriculture infrastructure.
Absolutely.
So the government has now increased the outlay from 1 lakh crore to 2 lakh crore. All these important decisions, the Prime Minister signed the files today.
Right. A decision on farmers. Also, there was a signing of a file which was where the Prime Minister gave an approval for the Startup India funds, or the second edition of it, with a corpus of rupees 10,000 crore. So, Mr. Tandon, an obvious question here that the Prime Minister, during his various addresses and speeches, speaks about Viksit Bharat and India that will be a developed nation by 2047. So, how do we see these decisions from a startup, which talks about a lot of innovation, technology, to the agrarian sector, which is the backbone of the country's economy? How does it go about?
So these announcements could translate into free emergency medical treatment during accidents, more income opportunities for women, better prices and infrastructure for farmers, more startup funding and jobs for youth. So all these initiatives are part of the Prime Minister's initiatives to move the country towards Viksit Bharat by 2047.
Right. The other one point that comes to mind when we shift the kind of gradual shift that we are seeing, we have seen the Kartavya Bhavans coming up along the Kartavya Path now, which was the Rajpath earlier. And you spoke about, Mr. Tandon, the kind of colonial legacy that the present government is trying to address and to ensure that there are Indian or Indianized names given to them. How symbolic is that? Because if we start from what Prime Minister did with his residence, it was Lok Kalyan Marg, it was renamed as Lok Kalyan Marg, then till this time where it's Seva Teerth now, even the Rajbhavans in various states where governors live, it has been now designated or rechristened as Lok Bhavans. So how symbolic is this measure of the government of India under the Prime Minister to name these things, all these iconic buildings or places of work, in sync with what is more Indian?
Colonial structures, as if I may say so, these were inaugurated on February 13. That is the significance of what the Prime Minister has done today. February 13, 1931. And India gained independence in 1947 and became republic 3 years later. And is now, the new India is charting its own course. Now, through these defining moments, the majestic rise in a hill, if I may, listeners benefit, this Raisina used to be a village here. The land was acquired by the British, and then it is still called Raisina Hill. Now, this complex at the heart of the capital city has stood a very kind of a silent spectator. Now, this iconic landmark will witness yet another significant event which marked today. That is the inauguration of the not only of the Seva Teerth, but also all the central secretariat complex will be interconnected, and the entire complex is being now called Kartavya Bhavan. And 3, 4 have already been inaugurated. The Prime Minister today inaugurated Kartavya Bhavan 1 and 2 in this vicinity. That will mark new infrastructure, which will have a comprehensive central secretariat, if I use the technology which we have been using so far. And Kartavya Bhavan now, inaugurated today, 1 and 2, will be housing Law Ministry, Defense Ministry, Finance, Health, Agriculture, and several other key ministries. So, as I said earlier, we discussed it, that it marks a very transformative milestone in India's administrative governance architecture and reflects the Prime Minister's commitment to building a modern, efficient, accessible, and citizen-centric governance ecosystem.
Mr. Tandon, I'll take you back to those words that you said what were inscribed when the plaque for the Prime Minister's, the Seva Teerth was inaugurated today. Nagrik Devo Bhava, which can be called in English as citizen being akin to God, and what the Prime Minister has been stressing in his address, especially to the bureaucrats, that you need to look at the last mile, look at the last person, someone who's getting affected by your decisions. So to your thought and with your command of subjects, you have seen these things over the last so many decades. How do you see the kind of transition of work, government work culture that has happened in the Prime Minister Modi government years, especially like initiatives like Pragati, where the Prime Minister himself reviews the progress of different projects sitting with ministries, not only from the center, but from the state also?
Before I come to your point, let me, for the benefit of our listeners, clarify that the existing South Block and North Block, where we know on North Block we used to have Finance Ministry and Home Ministry, and in the South Block we used to have PMO, Ministry of Defense, and Ministry of External Affairs. Now, this will be turned into a Yuge Yugi in a Bharat National Museum. This is built to be the largest museum in the world, and it will be housed in both North and South Block. And that is also one of the, you know, important decisions which the Prime Minister has taken. Now, coming to your point, see, Prime Minister, at the very outset, assuming office, had said he is the Pratham Sevak. He is the first servant of the people. And therefore, all his decisions and nomenclature, if we say, turning Race Course Road into Lok Kalyan Marg, and then also reminding the people about their own duties, the citizens' duties, the Rajpath was named as Kartavya Path. And for the understanding of the civil servants and government employees that they are really servants of the people, their offices have been designated as Kartavya Bhavan. So duties go along with the rights of these people. They are aware of their rights under Fundamental Rights Chapter of the Constitution. But to remind them that they have fundamental duties as well, the Kartavya Shabd has been inserted in all the bills, not only for the citizens, but also for the government employees and civil servants, including senior officers, that what they are doing towards the nation is their duty.
Thank you so much for sharing your points, Mr. Tandon. Listeners, you can also listen to this program on mobile app News on AIR and YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.